Do you eat, sleep, and breathe golf? Do you love to explore? And most importantly, do you just want to have some fun? Well, then welcome to Talking Golf Getaways with Mitch and Darren. Now here's the guy with all the questions, Mitch Lawrence, and the guy with all the answers, Darren Bunch.
Aloha, and welcome to Talking Golf Getaways. We're glad you found this special reason that we're greeting you that way today. I'm Mitch Lawrence in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. Darren Bunch out there in Bakersfield, California, home to the beautiful Sundale Golf Course. Darren, I'm going to get you every time until you have so many visitors to Sundale. It's not even funny.
Sundale Golf Course is just becoming like this. It's going to be trending on Twitter pretty soon.
And I hope it does.
Pretty sure I'll be the only one playing it this afternoon.
So. Can I tell you something? I've never been to a Sundale Golf Course, but I guarantee you it's my favorite in Bakersfield. It's not even a question. We are thrilled because today we have the opportunity to talk with our great friend who we certainly have talked to before. You're familiar with him because he is the one, the only Brian Orr, golf photographer extraordinaire. But we're going to learn something new from Brian, and we couldn't be more excited to share with you his great new adventure, Darren. I know you're looking forward to talking to Brian about Kauai.
Golf Package Pros, Brian's great golf packaging company, is now handling gogolfkauai.com, and we're going to talk all about Kauai golf and just have a blast like you would if you were there.
And I am sitting here in Myrtle Beach. I'm wearing shorts and a Hawaiian shirt and a big, beautiful plumeria lei. I am ready to talk Kauai.
I don't think on a family show you can say plumeria lei.
I think I can. I just did. And maybe this is not a family show. We'll find out. But we're glad you found us. As always, golfnewsnet.com on iTunes, podcasts, and Audio Boom and Stitcher. Darren on social media at Getaways Golf on Twitter, at Golf Getaways on Instagram. You can find me on both at Mitch Lawrence, LAURANCE. And Brian, we know all about him. As I said, the great golf photographer, extraordinaire drink, but also great golf packager, extraordinaire. Double drink. You can find Brian at Brian Orr Golf on Twitter, at Brian Orr on Instagram. We suggest you do so. And now at Go Golf Kauai on Twitter and Instagram. And what a pleasure, Brian. We've talked about a lot of great places, but there's three big fans of golf in Kauai. Welcome to Talking Golf Getaways, my friend.
Aloha, guys, and thank you for having me on. Big mahalos to you guys, and getting going on pushing and talking about golf in Kauai. I know both you guys have been there, and I know that you guys probably have the same feelings about Kauai as I do. An incredible golf destination, and I couldn't be more thrilled to be doing the golf packaging for what would be a cooperative of the five golf courses on the island and a few of the hotels. But they have kind of come together to be able to create a centralized location for being able to book a full golf package to the island of Kauai, all in one simple spot. You can get all the information you need about, you know, playing all the golf courses, what they look like, you know, who designed them, the scorecards and everything, all in one spot. And you can kind of get a feeling for what the island offers. I mean, it is a truly a dream destination.
Well, I was going to say, you're a little too modest too about the website. The website's awesome. I had a great time going through it, and it's got some of your just exceptional photography of shooting mini golf courses. To me, Kauai is my favorite of the Hawaiian islands. I hope that doesn't make other people mad and jealous, but I love it. I love the Poipu area. I've been up to Princeville. I love that area. There's just so much to explore. It's so lush. It's beautiful. The golf is all very fun, and a lot of it incredibly scenic. So if that's what you're looking for, and in most cases that is what we're looking for, you can't go wrong. It's just a great place.
And we might mention, Brian, before you get going, that it's gogolfkauai.com is the website, obviously, and the golf packaging as well.
Yeah, GoGolf, G-O-L-F, and Kauai, K-A-U-A-I.com. It's pronounced Kauai, but there, obviously online you do not use the Okina, which is the little thing at the top that gives you the E at the end.
Well, I just put on the Hawaiian font on my computer, so I can do that.
I love that you use the Okina. Little Okina was my nickname in high school.
Oh my God.
All right, Brian. So let's talk about the golf. Let's go through it. And what I want to ask you first about the golf course is what was formerly Kauai Lagoons and is now Hokuala, which is just much more fun to say. Is it more fun to play?
You know, so the golf course was originally put in as a 27-hole design by Jack Nicklaus. Everybody knows that. And so over the years, it has been sort of condensed to an 18-hole routing. And just recently, some ownership change over the past couple of years has renamed the golf course to the Ocean Course at Hokuala. And now it is just 18 holes. But I think it was a good thing. Now they were able to really focus on making those 18 holes fantastic all the way around. And Nicklaus did come in a couple years ago and redesign a new ocean hole and installed new Tiff Eagle greens, which was one of the biggest things that they needed to do prior to installing, you know, that type of grass. The Bermuda-based greens were inconsistent to play on and just a tough green to read and a tough greens to play on. But the renovation now as they are open today, they've gone back through the golf course. A full bunker renovation happened. So all of the bunkers are now Nicklaus spec sand, bright white bunkers. And the golf course is just phenomenal.
And it's got a couple of stellar par threes that are just jaw dropping.
Yeah, the ocean holes that actually come across, let's see, what is it? It would be 14, 15, 16. 14, 15, and 16 are jaw-dropping holes. The par 3, actually it's further than that because there's a par 5 now. So it would be 14, 15, 16. Maybe a 13. No, it'd be 13, 14, 15, 16. Yeah, so that many holes.
Wait, it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
1, 2, 3. Yeah. It's the longest stretch of ocean holes in Hawaii. That's the one kind of claim they have, too. And it's better now that they have a par 5 that runs along there. But those holes they're like fantasy holes. I mean, they're the ones that you see in the big pictures that are just like, wow, where is that? And, you know, just cliffside holes with palm trees and endless ocean and, you know, big mountains. It's a great golf course, especially those closing holes.
And the great thing is you've got the Marriott right there next door, basically. I mean, it's an ultimate stay and play right there.
It is. It's fantastic. Just, you know, a couple minutes away is the Marriott Kauai Marriott Resort. Beautiful modern rooms, and Hokuala is supposed to have some type of lodging on site very soon too. I don't know all the details there yet, but Hokuala itself will have lodging as well, I believe.
All right, Brian, let's move on. Talk to us. I've played, and this was, I want to say about 30 years ago, but I did play Princeville and I did play Poipu. And loved both of them. And I'm with you guys. Kauai to me is the island. I know it's all beautiful. I've been to the Big Island. I've been to Maui. But to me, Kauai was always the spot. Tell us a little bit about Princeville and the incredible spot that they have there. And then on the southern tip of the island, Poipu Bay.
All right, so yeah, Poipu Bay is one of my favorite golf courses on the island. I mean, they're all great. Don't get me wrong, but Poipu Bay just gets my heart going. I mean, from top to bottom, it's a Robert Trent Jones design, and for some reason, it just has this sort of mystique for me, where I'm excited to play every single hole, and it just goes on like that, and you know, finally you get through the routing and you see these little peaks of the ocean along, you know, the holes, and you can really kind of see the ocean from just about any spot on the golf course. But you get a good mix of lush jungle and mountain views, and then it opens up and you can see the ocean. But then you get to the 15th, 16th, and 17th holes, and it is, they've got to be some of the most beautiful holes I've ever seen, and some of the most beautiful holes I've ever been able to spend time with and photograph. The 16th at Poipu Bay is an epic sliding to the left, dogleg left par four that, I mean, anybody is going to think that that's one of their top holes they've ever played just because of the crashing surf and just the way it looks coming off a 150-foot cliff down into, you know, what would be right along the beach lines at Poipu Bay.
Up at Princeville, the Mackay course, Robert Trent Jones did some work on that not long ago. I was up there with him kind of touring that and playing it a few years back. And even though the Prince course is not open right now, and it looks like it will reopen later in the year, but the Mackay course is just, it's a ton of fun. And I don't think it often gets the credit it deserves.
Well, that's very true. I mean, I don't know the exact status of the Prince course. I've heard rumors here and there, you know, and it's a great golf course. And unfortunately, it's currently closed. But the Mackay course, for sure, I played it prior to renovation and also played it after renovation. And it was a night and day difference. The implementation of seashore past palm grass wall to wall there was an unbelievable change, and it made the golf course, I mean, it is like Augusta-like conditions on the Mackay course now, and bright white sand, you know, fast, beautiful grass, greens that roll, you know, 10 on the stimp, and it's just a great experience. A couple of holes there that view the ocean are, you know, some of the best in the world, too. In fact, the seventh at Mackay is probably one of the best pictures I've ever taken. And it just hit a nice, you know, it overlooks Bally High in the distance and overlooks Honolulu Bay. And everybody has probably seen that photo. It's probably the most iconic photo for Kauai maybe right now, and even still used today on a lot of, you know, a lot of stuff. You've seen that image in magazines. You've seen that image printed. You've seen that image of the seventh at Mackay everywhere.
Yeah, it's a great, great hole.
One of the things I love is that I think they should rename Kauai Robert Trent Jones Jr. because this guy figured out that there are certain places you want to work. I mean, yeah, doing Bayonne might have been fun, but think about it. He did Princeville. He did Poipu. His name is all over that island. And I mean, the renovation you're talking about, $6 million in 2010. Last I saw in 2016, Golf Digest, number 65 of the top 100 best public courses. That's a pretty big deal.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, definitely. I don't know what he did to secure all that business, but you know, what great pieces of land to work on and great places to make, you know, amazing golf courses.
Yeah, he was probably the only one that really wanted to go there. So we also should mention that Poipu Bay, the name might be familiar to people just because 1994 to 2006, they had the PGA of America Grand Slam of Golf there. This is a course that a lot of people have experienced. If we move on, Brian, to the eastern side of the island in Wailua, now this is a municipal golf course, but everything about this course screams, this is a place you want to go play. Nine holes done in the 30s, was up to 18 in 1961, but it's hosted three amateur pub links championships.
That's right. And to be honest with you, I didn't know much about Wailua. The first couple times I was there, I did not play it. And I just drove by it and always looked at it and was like, oh, that looks kind of cool. But last year, they hired me to do photography of the Kauai City or Kauai County. Hired me to do the new photography of Wailua, and I spent a few days on the golf course, you know, specifically shooting it. And I was blown away. I did not know. I did not think that little municipal golf course was as good as it is. It is phenomenal. And they take really nice care of it. I mean, you know, you pull up into the parking lot and it doesn't look like much. I mean, it just looks like your standard Muni that isn't anything. But the opening stretch, I mean, just the opening few holes, 1, 2, 3, 4, play right along the ocean. They're classic, beautiful golf holes. They run right down the line. I mean, there's ocean spray coming off the ocean. It's phenomenal. A tough track, though. Small greens, fast, penalizing bunkers. And then the back nine, you know, winds through some of the trees and then finally opens up on 17 with this stellar downhill par three overlooking the ocean. And it's one of the best holes anywhere in Kauai.
Yeah, it's definitely a fun place to play and truly a hidden gem. I played it a number of years ago with a few locals and just had an absolute blast. And, you know, Pu'akea is that way too. We haven't mentioned that one. It kind of flies under the radar maybe with some of the bigger name courses, but and I think some of its namesake is because they filmed some of Jurassic Park just up in the hills above it. But it's a fun golf course as well with just a lot of interesting shots.
Boy, yeah. I mean, that, you know, we definitely didn't want to, you know, weren't going to forget Pu'akea. I mean, that's another golf course that, you know, I didn't think was going to be much, but once you get going on it and you get a few holes in, you start to realize how good that track is. And man, you get on the back nine of Pu'akea and you see some of those holes that are out there by where they did film Jurassic Park and you're blown away. Even though it doesn't have any ocean fronted holes, it doesn't let you down in any way. I mean, the mountain views and just the interestingness of the hole designs. I mean, it's an attentive golf course and you know, definitely one that's right up there with the other big resort courses on the island.
Now, we want to talk real quickly about places to stay because you're building golf packages. You know, these five golf courses are outstanding. But the stay and play experience is really where it's at when you go to Kauai because there's so much to explore. The resorts are so great. Talk a little bit about Grand Hyatt, which is one of my favorite places on earth. But also, you know, talk about the Marriott right there next to Hokuala. And then a place I don't know much about, the Courtyard Kauai at Coconut Beach, which just sounds like the funnest place on earth.
Well, they're all really good. And we are still bringing on a couple of other new properties that are in the works, which will be good. You know, obviously, there's a lot of interest in doing golf packaging. The thing about, you know, Go Golf Kauai is it's one spot. If you're a golfer and you're looking to come over, you know, we've been doing golf packages for over 10 years in other markets, and we know how to do it. So we have properties and we'll set it up for you, you know, exactly how you would want to have it set up, because there are some ins and outs of the island that you would want to know. Like if you're going to play, just depends on the golf courses you want to play and kind of the, you know, price range really of what you're looking at and the style of accommodations and lodging that you want to have. But we can start with the Grand Hyatt. You know, the Grand Hyatt is a world-class hotel. Just beautiful location, lush grounds, awesome rooms. And it's right on property with Poipu Bay. So, you know, ultra convenient, you know, high-end hotel, great food on property, awesome pool. But it is a big mega resort. It's big. And, you know, you end up walking a lot when you're at some of the, bigger hotels. But that's fine too. I mean, you know, it's a big resort and, you know, you can get anything you want there and do anything you want. I mean, there's a world-class spa on site, beachfront property, hiking, you know, zip lining all within a couple of minutes of that place.
And let's just say the pool complex, one of the best in the world. I talk all the time about the water slide, which is an absolute blast. And I think I rode it 25 or 30 times the last time I was there. It's got different pools. It's got saltwater pool. It's got a lagoon style pool. And the pools, and this is, you know, one of those crazy things that I don't think places do enough. The pool complex is open 24 hours, which is just outstanding. Because you never know, you're traveling something like that. You want to go dive in the pool at 2 a.m., you know, considering that you're not too intoxicated and making an ass of yourself, which I've probably done as well. But it is a great place and just a great 24-hour resort that you can't get enough of.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, once you get there, you really don't want to leave. I mean, it's paradise, really. Definitely is paradise. And Grand Hyatt's one of the most beautiful places on earth. And every time I get to go there, you're smiling from ear to ear. So that's one of the best places to stay for sure. And convenience wise with Poipu Bay right there on property, it's great. And you are also only a few minutes. If you stay at Grand Hyatt, you're only maybe 10, 15 minutes from Puakea and also the ocean course at Hokuala. So let's move on to the
Marriott.
Yeah. It's fantastic. I mean, it's only a couple minutes. It's, you know, a little bit different room style, a little more modern, a little bit less of a price range than maybe Grand Hyatt. But you know, a modern hotel with renovated rooms only a few years ago. And it's just steps from the golf course as well. It is located right in Lihue. So there's kind of a lot more going on as far as, you know, some other restaurants and stuff like that around it. And you can leave the resort and go to a couple of more local spots close to the hotel. But another great place to stay and kind of a centralized location if you're going to visit, depending on how long you're staying for, if you're going to visit the south side of the island or the north side of the island, or depends on where you're going to go, but it's a great centralized location and a familiar hotel chain in Marriott. They also have a great pool area too. The other cool thing about this Marriott is Kalapaki Beach too is a mellow beach. It's kind of protected. It still does get a little bit of surf, and it's a good spot to actually learn how to surf because there's not, you know, the waves are not so high that you are getting drowned every time you crash, but a great place to learn how to surf and maybe sea kayak a little bit. So that there it's a unique place to stay as well.
And if you like to play volleyball, it's got one of the best volleyball, you know, the volleyball beach. There's people playing volleyball nonstop on that beach all the time. I was there one day and watching, the big, I don't know what the boats are called, where there's like 12 guys rowing one boat or whatever. They were having races out in the bay. It's just, it's cool. And there's a lot happening on that beach. It's a cool beach just as a social scene.
Yeah. And it sits down kind of in this little protected cove. Like, so the hotel sits down and it's kind of protected by really much wind and the bay is pretty protected. So it's usually pretty nice down there. And, I love staying there. It's great. There's a couple of really cool bars right on the beach. It just has a good atmosphere, kind of a fun kind of party like atmosphere there, at dinner time there on the beach.
So tell us about, Courtyard Kauai at Coconut Beach, which is, right near Wailua, right?
It is. It's definitely the closest hotel to Wailua. It's kind of down, you know, maybe 15 minutes from the airport in Lihue. But another kind of centralized location and a really mellow location. It's a courtyard, so a nice price point there for, you know, comparatively to some of the other mega chain or mega high-end resorts. But it is right on the beach. And has a beautiful courtyard and a nice pool area too, with a great bar area there as well. And the reason why I like staying there for a couple of nights too was that, another location that is close to an interesting little town. So the town of Kapa is just maybe 5 minutes from there. So you can kind of walk down the downtown, area of Kapa, which is this cute little town that has, you know, great bars and great restaurants and the ukulele shops and these cool little shops that are like, you know, locally owned, you know, great local flavor that just, that's what you want to get when you come to Kauai. I mean, there's such cool little towns that you really need to spend a little bit of time going through. And that's what you can do when you're staying there at Courtyard Kauai. And the rooms are great. You know, standard kind of courtyard style rooms, and they have, you know, it's still kind of a full service hotel where you have, you know, a great restaurant on site and some other restaurants surrounding.
Well, all of that sounds fantastic. We could, as far as I'm concerned, we could just keep talking about Kauai because all of us love it so much. But Brian, we're going to wrap it here and hope that people go to the places that they can find you now, Twitter and Instagram at GoGolfKauai, or you can go to GoGolfKauai.com. Golf Package Pros, your great company, which has a lot of other destinations too. And this has been, I absolutely can't wait to get back there. You know, Darren, I was thinking about one of the things we often talk about on this show, and it kind of applies. It's an interesting connection. It kind of applies when we talk about Scotland or Ireland, when we talk about going to one place, even though there's a lot of other places to go, and concentrating on the culture and spending time in one place. And Kauai is the same thing. You can be, you know, island hopping and doing all this different stuff, but if you take the time to really spend in Kauai, you've got five great courses, a lot of places to stay, so many activities. One of the great days of my life was taking a helicopter ride on the Nepali coast in Kauai, which was terrifying, but magnificent at the same time. And there's just so much to do there. So, Brian, I think we're jealous in a certain way, if we're honest, that you're going to be getting to spend a lot of time, but hopefully all of us will be able to gather there, and hopefully a lot of people will be able to take advantage of your great service and putting together packages to the island of Kauai. Thanks for being with us, man.
Mahalo. Thank you very much, guys. And definitely, you know, anytime we can help you out, get to over there would be great. And we hope everybody will visit GoGolfKauai.com and build a golf package and go see that beautiful island, because it is spectacular.
There you go. I should have said mahalo. Darren, let me hear you say mahalo.
Mahalo.
Beautiful, beautiful. You're so great with linguistics. Thanks. Thank you again, Brian Orr, GoGolfKauai.com. And obviously, the listeners couldn't do it without you. Go to Twitter, hit us up, Darren at Getaways Golf, me at Mitch Lawrence, LAURANCE, hashtag Talking Golf Getaways, hashtag Emergency 9, hashtag Two Haggis Bag. And probably now, hashtag, we got to get to Kauai. Let's just come up with some.
Hashtag, go golf Kauai.
Go golf there Kauai. There you go. Share us with your friends on social media. You can rate us on iTunes. Help us get the word out about the best in golf travel. It's what we do. Brian Orr helping us run down our dreams at GoGolfKauai.com. We hope you run down yours. Take it away, Tom Petty. So long.